so I know I won't listen. It turned into the flood of hearts. So you'd rather be the church of someone else. But if there's no one to take you either way, there's no reason to stay. No need to be fake to worse.
Hey everybody, and welcome to your Thursday, July 18th Jumpcast, the only manga podcast to narrowly miss the cover of Rolling Stone. Joining me this week are Mike Lemieux and Robin Van Gilder.
Hello.
Greg is away this week doing something. I'm guessing Spirit Journey again?
No, he's watching soccer, or football, as it's called in Europe.
Football.
And by white yuppies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Greg.
Mm-hmm. So the gimmick for this week is going to... Greg sent me a long email thing showing his thoughts for this week.
Who would do that? That's stupid. I've never
done
that.
What? Crazy.
Crazy.
I've never done that exact same thing.
What we're going to do is we're going to have points this week. So whoever correctly guesses Greg's thoughts on each individual chapter gets a point.
This is very important. What do we win?
A Steam game. A cheap Steam game, but a Steam game.
Okay, jeez, now right, I actually do want to win.
Okay. Crap. Let me see, I wonder if J-Rag's online.
So I just gotta go get a lead pipe and just get Robin at the knees and...
Oh, darn.
All right. So we will start with the house cleaning. And the very first thing is, what did Greg say that we missed talking about last week for house cleaning?
Oh, for house cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm going back and looking at last week's jump. I don't know. Nothing ended.
No,
nothing canceled. Muto Black jumped up in the rankings.
What's that?
Muto Black.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that getting ranked by now?
I think so.
As a hint, it's not about a specific manga so much as it is about Shonen Jump as a whole.
Wasn't there a sale or something?
Oh, yes.
On a Shonen Jump?
I missed by a day because they didn't send Greg the email in time.
You're getting closer, but not quite.
Is it because, Shonen Jump like had an entire issue in color or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
He but does mention that, but that's not exactly what the question was about.
Okay, this isn't fun anymore. Just
tell us.
Greg wanted to mention that Shonen Jump is now available in every English-speaking country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, eh, who cares?
And then he does mention that there were color chapters, and that he thinks that the translations were a lot better.
Yeah.
And if you guys can guess which example he used to prove the translations were better in the...
I don't know. It's the bull, which Scanlator is translated as Usi, being translated as Moosey.
Yep.
Which is a much better joke.
Mike gets
that
a point.
A much better joke.
So, in the actual official translation, they do use the bull from last week's in One Piece. They call him Moosey, which is... They use a more Japanese pun in the Scanlation, which is kind of awful in retrospect.
Ushi is the name for cow, so...
Yes.
Which is really only a joke that people who are reading Scanlations are going to get anyway. But...
Keikaku.
Yes.
But yeah, they had last week in color as well, which... I'm not a big fan of manga in color.
Yeah, me neither.
It looked okay.
I like color pages, but whole manga, it just kind of seems off somehow.
It's done well enough that it doesn't look real bad.
Okay. Because, like, whenever I see colorations of, you know, manga pages, it's always kind of terrible.
Like, the ones that are on a manga stream are always, like, really terrible Photoshop jobs that are, like, way overdone.
They just put the line art above their color and do, like, a multiply filter over it. And
yeah.
You guys don't know. It looks bad.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
Me neither.
But yeah, it's like, everyone should go check out Shonen Jump Alpha because it's actually a better product. They're taking the Steam way of trying
just
to
Shonen Jump now.
Yeah.
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 Of, like, you are actually getting benefits from having this over the free stuff you can find.
Yeah. Except it's, like, a week late, still.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
It comes out simultaneously with Japan, but...
Well, yeah.
It's a week late from the Scanlations, which are you know, dirty pirate scanlations, but
I know,
still.
But there's nothing they can't bring it out before Japan. That's never gonna happen.
Yeah, but I guess.
I think it'd be hilarious if they
Japan
did.
So funny. Yeah. Oh my god.
How mad would Japan be?
Oh, that would be hilarious. They just went rogue and started taking it from the scanlation sites.
Here's one piece. Here's one piece from 2 weeks from now. What?
All right, so
the other bit of house cleaning we have is that CrossManage got canceled.
Yep,
that's gone. That was one of the ones we guessed.
Not surprising, it was hanging out at the bottom for a long time.
Yeah,
which still, again, I thought that one shot was cute, but apparently the manga itself was pretty different.
Yeah, it was. Yep. I read a few chapters. I didn't like it too much. It was like bad Eye Shield.
Huh.
Man, Eye Shield was a good manga for a while.
Yeah,
for most of it, for like 99% of it. Until
it went on a really long time. Like, I went back and actually looked at the chapters a couple weeks ago. That's a lot longer manga than I have in my memory. Like, all sorts of crazy shit. Like, they fight basically every team.
I remember just, like, through college, it was like I'd read a few chapters of that a day every day for, like, a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually used Eye Shield 21 in a college class as examples of racism in media. Because there's, like, the American team, they have, like, one black character, and just, the whole thing is just the biggest, hugest amount of stereotypes and lack of racial sensitivity you can imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Black people are natural football players because they have, like, fiber muscles or something.
It's just so weird as an American having them be like, black people can't play football, like, there's no black people. Yeah. It's like,
what? That's unheard of! It's like,
actually,
there's the coach that hates black people because, or hates a black guy on his team, hates them because when he was a professional football player, he lost out to the most racist caricature of a black person you can imagine.
Oh, God.
Also, the black guy's name was Panther, which was...
Oh, yeah. Black Panther. I forgot about that.
Oh, God, Japan. Oh, Japan.
All right, then. Move on to Bleach.
Bleach.
If we must.
The guillotine blade has been pulled. Firing down at rocket speed.
This is not the sword of Damocles hanging above the head anymore. That string has been cut.
Yeah.
So, nothing fucking happens. Like, the first half of the chapter is basically Shinsui saying,
take us to Disneyland.
First he's saying, oh, you'll never see Ichigo again.
Yes.
And then he says, well, maybe you will, because there's like a million and one chance that this is actually going to happen.
This is what I love, is the walk backwards on this of like, you will absolutely never see him again. Well, maybe, probably. Actually, you'll probably will. Nah, you know what? Definitely. You'll always see him. Here's tickets. Come see him anytime. Whatever. Bye.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
Like, why not lead with the tickets?
I know! It's like, this whole, like, the whole thing for the last chapter and this chapter could just be that page. Where he says, oh yeah, here's some tickets to Soul Society. You know, you can come see Ichigo anytime you want. Alright, later. That's it!
Why did he do this? Like, doesn't he have a vice captain?
He's also, like, captain commander of the, like, armed forces of the...
Yeah! He's in charge now.
I have to deliver these tickets. Here's it's important. If I don't do it, who's going to?
Here's your wristbands. Be sure to get your hand stamped on the way out through the Serate.
God.
Here's Soul Society bucks. You can only use that there.
God, remember way back when Ukitake had to, like, go through that whole ritual and open up that tunnel to help them get to Soul Society?
He didn't have the season pass. He didn't bring a can and get a dollar off his tickets.
Yeah, what do you do with these tickets? Like, do you just set them on the ground and then walk through?
You go to an abandoned field and there's a turnstile and you stick the ticket in it. And then when you go through the turnstile, you're in Soul Society.
It's turnstile. Yeah.
You can also, there's a big garbage machine that chases you as you go through the turnstile.
Yeah, right. You can go visit Poverty Ghost World anytime you want.
Have Tatsuki and they're like, what's with this fucking class structure? You're all ghosts. Why are you? Yeah. Why are there, like, ghost children on the street? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Are ghost tickets, like, physically, are they stock limited? Can you only give away so many?
I don't know.
Are they going to, like, get to the gate and there's going to be, like, scalpers? Like, I got tickets to Soul Society. You need tickets? I got tickets.
Maybe that's what Urahara was the entire time.
Yeah, that's all he's been doing.
I absolutely love the walk backwards over the first five pages. It's like, Ichigo is going to die. Actually, never mind. Nah, he's fine.
Well, you know, he probably won't get that powerful. It's not like he's a shonen protagonist or anything.
I love that it goes in tiers of, like, you'll absolutely never see him again. Well, you could, it's a possibility. Actually, it's like 1,000,000 to 1. You know what? Here's some tickets. You can see him whenever you want.
Yeah. It's no big deal. Whatever. I'll see you later.
Also, don't they need, like, bodies to come to the real world?
Oh, whatever.
We'll never see
them use these.
Yeah. No, they'll show up. This is just to explain when they show up there at the very end, like on the last page.
No, I mean, like, doesn't Shinsui need a body when he comes to the real world?
We're past worrying about that stuff.
Okay.
He got one off panel. I mean, really, do you think Kubo needs an excuse to drag this out more? Did he need to show him stopping by Urahara's and saying, hey, you know, I need
a... I mean, you say that, but we also just had half a chapter to Urahara, like, explaining to a bunch of kids how Ichigo might not come back, but probably will, but maybe not. And giving them tickets. Urahara. Or not Urahara. Shinsui. Yeah.
So, what's even better?
Anyway, other things happen too.
Yeah, or Hime and
did
Chad,
they?
Or Hime and Chad reestablish that they exist as characters.
Yeah,
and then basically just walk down the plot.
They're literally just waiting around, drinking water.
I love it. Or Hime says she wishes they could protect each other world forever without anything bad ever happening. It's like, what are you protecting it from if nothing bad ever happens?
Just keeping war away. Also, what is she like? Does she have any powers still?
Yeah, she still has the, the whole crazy reality warping powers, right?
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah, she didn't lose those. They're just, like, never relevant anymore, because...
Well, they're relevant, like, after Ichigo fights and gets his arm cut to, like, heal him up before the next battle.
Oh, right. She's the reason that nobody ever, ever dies in Bleach, basically.
Yeah. She can basically come in whenever and heal them back to normal.
Yep. So it's her fault Byakuya is alive.
Basically.
So then, last couple pages of the chapter.
Well, I want to go back to one thing that she says, that they're saving the Arrancars, but have they really done any of that so far?
I don't know, they're just sort of hanging out at this desert ruins.
Also, how stupid is Juha Bok that he has not picked up on them there yet?
Maybe their power levels are too low.
Yeah, he just hasn't noticed.
Like, that seems fairly incompetent. Like, it's not like there's a whole lot going on in Hwikomundo.
Eh, it's a big place.
Big white desert.
I can't help but notice they still have not rescued Halibel.
Who? Oh, yeah.
They'll get around to it.
I think she was captured just so that he could draw that one panel of her, like, chained up with her chest sticking out.
I could see that.
Yeah.
So, next couple of pages are basically the most background art I've ever seen Kubo Tite do.
Yeah, I think this is why they had a while ago, so we could draw this. Basically, Juha Bok's castle just warps into Soul Society.
Yes.
Turns Soul Society from a Japanese-themed place into a Western German castle-themed place.
A Japanese-Europe place.
Yeah, Japanese-Europe.
And the guy whose job it is to notice these things is freaking out because all of a sudden this castle just appeared.
Oh, hey, bad things just happened.
So they were literally just attacked, not even like a couple of days ago.
Well, it was 9 days ago.
And they still have like the exact same security system that could not pick up on them the first time.
Oh, wait, Someone over on Something Awful actually, like, counted out the days, and it was 5 from the last attack to now.
Maybe it takes them 4 days to get there.
I guess.
Yeah, who would have thought that the bad guys would just come back?
Like, in the exact same manner.
In the same way that they came the first time, and then left for, like, no reason.
Like, this time they have a castle.
I like to think, like, a bank gets robbed, and like, well, that didn't work. Let's just put it back, and nobody will ever come back again.
Oh, God. But anyway, yeah, so there's this thing about how he got his... There's, like, a limerick it's translated as, but it's just a poem.
The 9 centuries, 9 decades, 9 years, and then later he conquered the world in 9 days, completely skipping over 9 months. I don't know what he does in 9 months besides have a baby.
I don't know. I guess choose his successor? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, now the bombshell drops. The actual exciting thing that happens this chapter. Bleach is on hiatus for 9 weeks.
Yeah, six.
Or not 9 weeks.
Five or six weeks,
yeah.
Yeah.
Basically a month and a half.
Uh-huh.
Which, holy shit.
Like, yeah, that's a
we
long
knew
time.
It was like it wasn't doing well, but I didn't think they'd actually bring the hammer down on it.
Well, so, I think I can see why after this chapter. He turned this in, and someone like the senior editor was like, how much longer is this going to take? And he's like, oh, 2 or 3 years, maybe.
You know you fucked up when you're getting Bleach's editor to get impatient.
Yeah, seriously.
So you'll notice how rushed this was when it's like, Bleach is gone for 5 weeks. To find out why, go to our homepage. Like,
yeah.
They had to prepare a statement, which apparently is roughly translated as, after this week's issue, Bleach will be on hiatus from Jump 35 to 40. Starting from Jump 41, the last arc, Thousand Years Blood Ward arc, the separation story, will start. Before the last battle, I will be going on a long hiatus so that I can approach the final battle fully charged and give it my absolute all. When the manga resumes, please prepare yourself for the 1,000 Years Blood War arc, the separation story.
So which you can really read that as, I was intending to make this go a lot longer, but they won't let me.
Yeah. Now I have to just kind of cram it all into...
Yeah. Although, I don't know, last time he had a final battle, it ended up taking, like, what, 6 months?
Yeah. I still... Okay, throwing my guess out there, Bleach is ending before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know. I think he can stretch it.
I think maybe outside chance he goes to February.
Yeah,
like that's the longest I could see Bleach going.
I think he's going to do everything he can to keep it going because he just he cannot finish things. He cannot go quickly unless there's like someone standing behind him with a whip or something.
All right. So next Greg question is how long do you think his bet is for how long Bleach lasts?
Till the end of the year because he's smart.
Another
keep
year.
In mind, this is phrased in the form of cycles of cancellation.
Oh.
Oh.
The next cut, I guess? The spring cut?
The one after the next cut.
Robin gets this one.
Ha-ha!
Oh.
So you're at 1-1.
All right.
But Greg also thought the 5-week break is so Kubo has to sit down with its editor-in-chief and just pace out the last X number of chapters.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, the part that really bothers me about this is that nothing still makes sense. Like, they're marching into the climactic moments, and we still don't know what the fuck anyone's doing.
Why is Uryu there? What is anyone training to do without a Bankai? Like, what's with these warp holes that are opening in Earth? That...
What are the last two trainers up in the Squad Zero doing?
What's the Soul King?
Do? What's up with the Soul King? How are they going to get their Bankais back? You know, there's all this stuff they set up.
Is there still time for Ichigo to be half something else?
Well, he's half over.
Yeah, half canceled.
He's half Hell Demon too. Well, no wait, that was just the movie, I guess.
Okay, so I hope Bleach comes back and is awesome until the end. I want to make that clear. It'd be great if it's super nice.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, if he really takes the time off to, like, polish up the art and everything, that would be awesome.
And if he gets other people to help him with it, like the editors.
Yeah.
My guess is they're going to come back and it's going to be 6 months of straight fighting until the end.
Yeah. I bet you we get a lot of unsatisfying, like, Hot Nazi shows up and then Toshiro starts to fight her and then we just come back and see the very end of that fight.
Yeah. Like, there's going to be a lot of that because he's not going to be allowed to engage in these, like, 10-chapter-long fights for every single side character things that he usually
does.
Or start like a fight and then make it devolve into flashbacks for 20 chapters.
I bet we see a lot of fights getting set up and fights getting finished in one panel, like as someone saying, like, don't underestimate Shinigami or something.
Yeah. Hey, remember Aizen?
Vaguely.
Yes. he got killed, right? Like, he got stabbed.
He died.
The whole thing with Juha Bak talking to him in the prison now makes no sense because they didn't expound upon it.
Well, I like to think that, like, that wasn't even part of a plan. He just thought, like, why the hell not? I'll just go see if I can join me. No, whatever, fuck you. Later.
Wasn't that the first time, like, the reason they went there? Or is it just, like, a side trip? Like, Aizen's here.
Keep in mind,
that
This is the third time they've attacked Soul Society.
Yeah, we still don't. Yeah, they came the first time to say, "Hey, we're gonna come in a couple days." They came back and attacked, but then like stopped and left.
And now they came back again.
Yeah.
They're gonna give Soul Society like war blue balls, just like start and stop.
You know, Orochimaru had a really good invasion plan.
Did.
I mean, it wasn't a good one, but it was like a plan.
He's
at least
efficient, and he got things done.
He snuck in. These guys are just like, let's just show up. They're literally crashing the party.
I mean, they have a sleeper agent on their team at this point. Like, have Uryu go in and be like, "Where's Ichigo? By the way, I'm evil."
Nope, just got a castle in.
Yeah,
castle is one of the highest forms of transportation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with Bleach gone, what are we
doing? Okay. I guess I'm going to executive decision this and say that we're sticking in World Trigger.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I should read that then.
I'll be caught up by next week.
Yeah, I'll have to start reading it, but yeah. Hey, World Trigger's going to be the next thing.
Oh no, you'll have to read what is by all accounts a good manga.
Oh no,
oh,
it's
no.
Replacing Bleach for the next 5 weeks. And then maybe something else later, I don't know. Certainly not Isekai, I'm guessing. Maybe.
Nisekoi's on thin ice with you.
Yep. I think last week was that straw that broke the camel's back.
Speaking of which, we don't have a chapter this week, so we don't have to
I know.
Push on that straw anymore.
Oh,
I literally celebrated a little in my head.
When are you going to go get your beer now, Robin?
I don't know.
Well, certainly not during Beelzebub.
No,
yeah.
Definitely not.
Which was really fucking good this week.
Yeah. It was
yeah, we
great.
Got like a sweary podcast this week.
Yeah, I blame Robin.
It's a fantastic punchline, basically.
Yes.
So it starts with the color page of Takamiya and Lucifer.
Lucifer is more pastel-y than I thought she would be.
Yeah.
And when the actual manga starts, it's Takamiya still powering up, and all of Oga's people suddenly get in dire situations.
I enjoy that 256, the highest crest.
Yeah.
Just for the old NES game kind of joke. Everything was 256.
Yeah.
I have to imagine that's the reason.
I mean, it makes sense. He's a huge nerd. So, what was her name? Black Rose?
Something like that. I've never bothered to look it up.
You looked at the other guy with the weird hair last week, but not the person Aoi is fighting.
Eh.
Yeah, I don't know.
She won't be around much longer.
Well, she breaks through Aoi's sword.
Yeah, hitting her in the shoulder.
Yes, which I imagine hurts a lot.
Yeah, and then Kanzaki gets beat up by that other guy with the shaved head.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to look up his name.
You're so sexist, Q.
And the Hime boys all get a sudden power-up, and the Saint group notices this. And Oga reacts that, like, they're all getting powerful, and it must be Lucifer's power. And then for some reason, Oga starts seeing Takamiya's memories.
She uses her flashback powers.
Yeah.
Basically.
And it flashes back to when Takamiya was like a kid in a fairly rustic, old-style home.
Yeah.
Yeah, Japan.
Yeah. And his father comes home with something that's clearly demonic.
Yeah.
Like this,
yeah.
A nailed-up coffin with O2 on it. Which I imagine is important.
I don't understand what all the boards crisscrossing are supposed to accomplish, but
I mean, they're still.
I guess
maybe it was hastily done.
Yeah,
because they're still on the outer panel, so they're supposed to, I guess, keep it closed.
So, do you guys find it a little creepy? It's like, hey, my young son, look what I brought home for you—a little girl,
a life-size doll.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
And then, so Takamiya goes to touch her, and her eyes open. And basically darkness pours out.
Nobody
yep.
watched The Exorcist, apparently.
And so Takamiya's compadres notice that, or they freak out that she woke. I don't know if they're, like, freaking out that a doll woke up, or they didn't think that, like.
They knew what Lucifer was and didn't think
yeah.
she would wake up.
Yeah, I think they knew what she was, because.
I think that guy
pretty clearly looks like the Observer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
it's the guys from the Solomon Company, I think.
Yeah, and he also goes for his gun immediately, which you would
yeah.
not normally do when a little girl wakes up.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking they set Takamiya up.
The guy with the sunglasses is named Harumi Ogata.
Good to know.
Good to know.
And basically it goes from Lucifer waking up to a pretty graphic scene of just blood everywhere.
Yep. Apparently didn't kill his dad, but did kill the other two guys.
Yeah, kill the other two guys and I guess his grandmother? Or yes. Did...
What do you mean he doesn't kill his dad? Oh, unconscious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think because they think his dad did it.
Yeah, that's what
so
I thought.
He essentially got framed for the murder of those people. So it cuts forward, I guess, a couple of years, maybe like 6 months. And apparently Takamiya has just never left that room in that time.
Yep. Or never left his house anyway.
Yeah. And he's just sitting there and Lucifer's apparently communicating with him through her hair.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
And he's saying that he can't take Lucifer outside, presumably because she'd kill a whole bunch of people.
She seems pretty chill now that everybody's dead, too.
Yeah.
Well, also, I'm guessing Solomon Company was using her for something.
Yeah.
Also, white-haired girl is named Suzuna Sumura, or Black Secretary.
We're going to stick with Suzuna.
Right. Yeah.
Suzune.
Yeah. And Oga's, Takumi is giving the speech to Oga that he spent that entire time in that room. And it's the world's fault for not being able to handle his power. And then his crest starts blazing up on his head. Mm-hmm. And Oga just punches him, same time as he gets punched.
Punches him right in the face.
Yep. Now Takumi is super confused that Oga is achieving this level of power. And Oga gives him a speech that basically says the world is a big place. And it cuts to Sao Tome opening the door on Takamiya when he was a kid and saying the same thing.
Yep.
To be continued.
Yep.
Oga is going to punch the angst out of him.
So something I thought of just now is Sao Tome is wearing like a suit and a coat very similar to the other Solomon Company guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you think,
wait,
do you think
you're right.
Do you think he's former Solomon Company?
That would
make
a lot
of
sense.
Yeah.
So what does Greg think? I want to get another point.
Okay. What do you think his observation about Lucifer is?
Crap.
His observation about Lucifer. She still isn't talking?
Nope.
The number two being significant?
Nope. His observation was Lucifer does not age like Beals does.
Oh.
Oh.
So no points that round.
Huh. Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
have we seen Beals age technically, or we just assume he does?
Oh, they've mentioned that he's growing teeth and stuff.
Yeah, he's teeny.
Yeah.
His age is related to Oga's power. Like, the stronger Oga is, the faster Beals ages.
Yeah, they mentioned that at some point.
But we also don't know that Lucifer is actually a child.
Yeah.
She may just be, you know, it might be the bleach thing of she's just always going to look like a 12-year-old.
Yeah,
which is weirdly
just
inconsistent rules.
Well, isn't Hitsugaya growing up?
He did age at one point, then.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, Ichigo was born in the time it took Hitsugaya to age, like, 4 years. Ichigo was born and turned 17.
Huh.
Well, and also, like, Momo didn't age, but Hitsugaya did.
Like, and Rukia aged, but Rukia and Renji age, but, like, other people didn't.
They aged from, like, children to adults and then stayed as adults.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just figure it's, like, a thing where Lucifer is, like, a super powerful demon and just, like, likes to look like that. Or something.
I wonder if they were keeping her sealed, because they seem pretty surprised he woke up.
Well,
yeah.
They didn't do a very good job if they just, like, cracked open the freaking casket.
Here, little boy, have this girl.
Yeah. Hey, check it out.
Check out this Ark of the Covenant I found. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
But yeah, Takamiya has a pretty tragic backstory, but I think we can throw the unwilling participant thing out.
Yeah.
Because he seems to kind of enjoy this power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a broken person.
Yeah.
Well, staying in a room for, I don't know, 5 years or something will do that to you.
What do you eat?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe Lucifer fed him. Maybe she's actually a really good cook.
great.
I got the feeling like the ladies talking about him like left him food or something.
Yeah.
He just didn't like come out and get it.
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't just like, if they're under the impression that the father did this, they wouldn't just like, you know, leave a child to die. Like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's true.
So they do just leave him there, like, well, he's fine. He'll take care of himself.
Well, I've seen that, noticed that in like a lot of Japanese media. There's a thing where like teenagers are just living by themselves in apartments after their parents are dead or like moved away or something.
I've heard of that happening when they go to school, like high school or something. We'll just.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, even like more extreme than that, like Orihime in Bleach. Like, it's just her brother is dead and her parents just sort of aren't around. And
I think they are also dead.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, that's kind of a thing.
Everyone in Bleach's parents dying?
Well, no. Thing
because that happens too.
Kids living on their own, I mean, in Japanese stuff. Japanese media.
I mean, he's like 12, if that.
Also, he seems like a pretty, I guess, frail boy. Like, probably wouldn't do good on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how Sawatomi looks like Spike.
Yeah.
No longer Jekt. Now he's Spike.
Well, he still has the Jekt. It's like a weird amalgamation.
He doesn't have all the beads yet.
If you cover
up, Jekty.
If you cover up from the nose up, he's pretty much Spike. And
yep.
All right. Really good chapter. Like, one of the best BLs in a while.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. Great. I don't think it was as great as you guys did, but.
I don't know. That part with Takami or Lucifer murdering everyone in the house, I thought was like very surprisingly dark for Beelzebub, but also really well done. Nice art, nice paneling.
Yeah, that was really good art.
And weirdly serious. Like, I think this is the only chapter I can think of without any real gags.
Because Furuichi's dead.
Well, the gag is that Oga is just gonna beat the angst out of him, basically.
Oh, it's gonna work too. Just you wait.
Yep.
But he's gonna free him from Lucifer, certainly.
You guys think like a year from now, Takami is his greatest ally? That kind of thing?
I don't think any of these guys are coming back.
Yeah. Although, with Beelzebub, who knows?
I bet next week is gonna be mostly flashback.
I can see that. They're probably gonna show Sawatome doing his thing.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what we'll
get. All right, then. Done with Beals. On to Naruto.
Naruto. I did not really understand anything that happened this week.
Hey, do you guys like poorly conveyed action?
Do I ever?
Do I have great news for you?
Yeah. God. It's just, I don't know what maybe he just put too many action lines or something, but I could not tell who was doing what.
The only thing I could tell is, like, there's this one part where he's fighting the third Hokage, and he makes, like, some sort of black death stuff, and he kills him with it or something? And then, like, later on, he just turns fat, and they have some time to plan.
So basically, the first and second that got killed at the end of the last one, the first was just a wood clone, and the second's not going to let missing half of his body stop him. So he just kind of keeps going.
Yeah,
basically, since they can't die, they're just throwing themselves at him until they figure out a weakness.
Yeah, the second uses a cool technique of spawning notes that spawn more notes that all of them explode. So it's just like infinite explosions forever.
But it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, obviously. Not going to kill him that easily.
And then the third throws like a million giant shurikens at him, because that always works.
He just starts like sucking them in or cutting them in half.
Also, Obito can use basically Biju bombs just from his hands. And he kind of blows the third Hokage's head off that way.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to, like, spend a whole bunch of time amassing chakra and shooting it from his mouth.
He's also continuing to be creepy and not talking.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't think he has a mind still.
Yeah.
And Madara's rushing towards the battlefield, and he's confronting Hashirama.
Yeah, before Hashirama can do anything.
And then there's this like weird part where like he gets super fat.
Yep.
Because there's too much chakra in him.
Yeah, his body can't process it correctly or something.
But it's such a weird way to show it.
I love the panel of him just being like super fat with the ellipses.
Yeah.
He's like, I wash myself with the rags.
Damn it, you beat me to the joke. You knew I was trying to get that out.
Well, I mean, when you look at it, that's the only thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Or like something, something.
Spiky hair.
You Yuahua Skywalker.
Yeah, he basically is Jabba the Hutt.
So then like, Minato tries to do something, but then he burrows his top half underground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he comes after Naruto and Sasuke, and Sasuke, like, Susanoos him away.
Mm-hmm. And then.
And he steps in front of Naruto.
Yeah. To protect him or something.
This manga is called Sasuke.
Yeah, you know. Sasuke, everyone's favorite manga.
And then he basically says, like, I want to be the hero. But then for some reason, this is conveyed through Naruto being sliced out of the picture.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, but...
It's like, oh.
We're supposed to gather from this that, yes, there is going to be a final fight between Naruto and Sasuke.
They're not
and he's still crazy.
And then Obito just, like, facepalms them.
Yeah.
Right through the Susanoo and just grabs them by the face.
Mm-hmm.
And, Fourth Hokage is still trying to get there in time.
He's trying to pull off his super ultimate attack that he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I'm guessing he has to sacrifice himself for the greater good.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, definitely. Right now to save his son.
Yeah.
Like he did before.
And that's going to release the remaining amount of QB chakra.
Yeah. And then Naruto's just going to stick up a middle finger to Sasuke and kill Obito.
Yep.
Never lowering the middle finger or pointing it away from Sasuke.
Yeah, that was such a weird mode of Sasuke, like, protecting Naruto.
I know, because... it's like, oh good, they're a team again, and then it's like, wait, what?
Nope.
I'm perfectly okay with Naruto being the hero of the series.
But it's like, through actions and words, like, what he's doing is like, oh cool, they're together, and then... Just the, like, symbolism of it is him killing Naruto. It's like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he mentally cut a picture of Naruto up. Or Naruto saw that, and I don't even know whose thoughts those were.
I think those are Sasuke's thoughts.
I don't know. I think Naruto is going to end up saving the day, or this is going to be one of those things where they can't beat him unless they act together.
Yeah, they're going to be working in tandem doing fire and wind techniques.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense. But then they're still going to end up fighting at the end.
I hope he gets super fat again. I think that was hilarious.
That was pretty funny.
It's the look on his face that makes it. He's just so like,
He's so confused. How did this happen?
Okay.
God, he's drooling and... I can just picture his legs being unable to reach the ground, but still trying to run.
Yeah.
I just picture Choji in the back watching that. Like, he's fine. Don't worry. Don't people with body shapes like that are fine.
We're just saying, amateur. You're supposed to roll.
Yeah. I thought this was a weird chapter, mostly because I couldn't follow it at all.
Yeah, the action was really confusing.
Well, it goes really fast.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm going to pull this big attack out of nowhere. Like, shit's just going to start happening, and then it's over.
And also, a bunch of people are, like, split in halves or missing body parts. It's hard to tell.
Because
they're not
me?
Reacting.
So is it just me, or is it really hard to tell Naruto and the Fourth Hokage apart?
It's pretty damn hard to tell.
It's you gotta look for the lines on the face. That's about that's about all you have to go on.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that Minato also has lines on his face occasionally because he's a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Greg thinks that Minato secretly wishes Sasuke was his son, which is true. This is the part we skipped over. That Minato, like, he has this one moment where he's looking at Sasuke and be like, wow, that boy has promise.
God, everyone loves Sasuke.
It's weird.
When Sasuke isn't around, all the characters should be saying, where's Sasuke?
That actually happened at one point when Orochimaru was healing the Hokages, or the Kages.
That's right. That's right.
They were all just talking about Sasuke.
Does mean eventually Sasuke is going to return to his own planet?
Hopefully.
We can only hope.
All right. So next Greg question. Which of the characters in this issue did Greg think was useless?
The first Hokage? He doesn't really do much. The second Hokage. The third Hokage.
Third Hokage.
Mike got it, but I feel like that was cheating, but whatever.
God damn it.
It was the second Hokage.
Oh, second?
Yeah.
He did all the explosion crap.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at him. These are Greg's answers.
I mean, what is, like, the definition of useless? Not killing the final bad guy?
He said the second continues to be useless.
He does have kind of, like, pretty weak techniques for the second Hokage.
His main thing is, like, allowing everyone to be immortal because of his cells.
I guess.
Yeah. But I mean,
he goes more for style points than, like, actual usefulness on the battle.
I think part of the problem is, like, all the old ancient ninjas you see Madara and Hashirama, they're all, like, leagues above him. Yeah. So he kind of doesn't shake out as well in comparison.
Well, it's the problem of, like, Hashirama's the first legendary. The third was the Hokage when the manga started. The fourth is Naruto's dad. The second is, the person between the third and the first, I guess.
He really hates Uchiha.
Yeah. He hates him so much.
Except Sasuke.
He loves Sasuke.
Because
everyone loves Sasuke.
Oh, that's going to be the thing. Like, he's going to, like, you changed my opinion on Uchiha, boy.
No, maybe he's just super racist, and he's like, you're one of the good ones.
Also the last one. Funny how that works.
Don't breed. Bye. Let that horrible bloodline die with you.
They do make reference to Obito using a whole bunch of weird techniques at once, as if it's a bloodline limit, but it's just him being super powerful.
Yeah, he can use every single element, which they remember at length went like at most people should be able to use two.
Yeah. I guess because he has all the tailed beasts inside of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, final bad guy.
Yeah.
He can do stuff.
I don't know why he doesn't just, like, go to the moon and put the eye on there already, but whatever. I mean, isn't the whole thing that it's just going to, like, put everyone into a illusion?
Well, I mean, he doesn't really need that now. He's God.
I guess.
He can just kill everybody.
Still won't bring Rin back, though. Although, I guess he could just use the Edo Tensei. Why doesn't he just do that?
I wonder if, like, the sad end to Obito is going to be him brainwashing himself into a world where Rin never died, and then he just, like, pulls a Kabuto and just stands there forever.
I think Obito is going to get a happy-ish ending. He'll die, but he's going to die not being a crazy monster.
Well, that has kind of been the pattern.
Yeah.
They turn good before they die.
Haku's going to sacrifice himself, and then he'll be a good guy all of a sudden.
He already did that in this arc.
Oh, yeah.
They both came back, and Kakashi did another Raikiri through Haku.
Yeah, that's right.
One more and he gets a free sub.
All right. We're done with Naruto, I assume?
Sure.
Yep.
On to One Piece.
On to Love and Peace.
One Piece. Yeah, did I like miss a week or something? Where did his brother come from?
Their ship was on the water in the last one. It was hard to recognize that it was his family's ship, but
and they've reunited and reconciled.
Yeah, but anyway, the thing that I like about this cover is all the crew people in the background. They look funny.
Their top hats and open shirts.
Oda sure spent a bunch of time on them.
Yep. God, they are just scribbled, aren't they?
Yeah.
I feel like there was white space there and, like, a kid came by. It's like, draw a happy crew for them.
Yeah.
Maybe this whole thing is just, like, a huge joke. Like, he doesn't care about Caribou either. But he wants to see how much we can take.
Yeah, before people start complaining.
Like, there's got to be some way to amuse yourself after 700 chapters.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so this chapter kind of realized my fears about what Oda was going to do with this block.
I liked it.
You mean
I'm not
Paul?
sure I disliked it, but it's exactly the exact problem that happened with B block.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
didn't like the
basically.
chapter, but
Like, yeah, it's just one chapter, and at least it has Luffy in it.
Yeah,
But
that's true.
basically, it starts out with Luffy having knocked out the giant and him picking up Usopp.
Moosey.
Moosey. And everyone's shocked at his amount of power. And then, basically, from that point until near the end of the manga, it's just introducing characters.
Yeah,
Yeah, we
which
get
is
the
great.
first one is the boxer explosive cannon Ideo.
Big O.
Triple X ranked boxer.
Oh, that's a big O reference.
No, it's not. I just he that's what he reminds me of.
Yeah, he
Oh.
does kind of look like
Explosion
that.
hands and big things on his shoulders.
Yeah, some people think he has dials in there, but I don't know. I think he just has a weird fruit power or something.
He doesn't have a no, he doesn't have a fruit power because he wants to eat the fire fruit
Oh, right.
to get stronger.
It just looks like he's an explosion. It's not actually one. Or at least that's what they say.
I don't know, he's not going to be important.
Or he's just a cyborg or something.
Yeah, all these people, like, they're not going to matter in like two chapters.
I mean, it's fun to
Yeah,
see,
but
like,
it's fun. Come
yeah.
on. It's meandering.
Well, that's only if you're reading One Piece just to get the plot and the nothing but the plot.
I think character introductions are where One Piece is, like, at its most boring.
I loved all the new characters. Oda's so good at designing them, and it's fun. It's fun.
So we get to see more of that gang with the numbers on them.
Yeah. From that kingdom or whatever.
Yeah, the Hapo Navy, apparently.
Yeah. With the weird ruffled collars and
So
stuff.
it's Sai, Boo, and then the old guy, Don Chinjao.
Who
Yeah.
is currently like ripping up a storm with like crazy ki powers.
Like
He
Asura's
has
Wrath
a
Buddha crap.
Yeah.
he has the Conqueror's Haki.
Oh, yes, like Luffy.
Yeah, like
I thought
Luffy.
Luffy's was the Emperor's Haki.
It depends on how it's translated, I think.
Yeah,
Okay,
it's
they're not
similar.
different kinds.
It's like the Haoshoku Haki or whatever.
It's the good stuff.
Yeah.
The grade A hockey shit.
And then there's like this possibly racist dude with like a cactus hat.
What, he's just a bandit with a cactus hat with a wide brim.
Named John Ango, the D is
Yeah.
silent.
I don't see what's racist about that. I mean, it's not like Tequila Gundam or something.
Gotta remember,
It,
Lost
I mean, it
Planet
kind of
Two.
is exactly like Tequila Gundam, like right
Pretty
down to
similar.
design.
Yeah.
This guy just reminds me of Lost Planet Two when, like, the space Mexicans suddenly show up and it gets really weird and racist.
And then they. Or, do you play as them or do you fight against
No,
them?
you
Because.
play as them.
Okay, so you, as a space Mexicans, t like,
Rob.
hijack another ship.
Yeah. And then that's actually, like, one of the best parts of that game.
Yeah, it is. Last
Those guys
Planet.
are great, despite being racist. Anyway, so Django's thing is like picking up weapons and repurposing them.
Django, Jean Ango. Django's a different character.
Yeah.
Jean
Django
Ango.
was the guy, the really thin guy with like the hypnosis things.
Yeah, it's
Oh.
the Michael Jackson guy.
I was making a reference to he's a bounty hunter named Jean Ango.
Yeah, I figured that was a joke, but then I realized there was another character named Django.
Well, this one is with a D. The D is silent. The
So
other
the
Django.
other one would. Oh.
Does the other one have a D or was it just a J?
I think the other one was just a J, like this one is just a J.
Okay, well, Jean Ango.
Yeah.
He's a sniper.
Yeah, he throws swords.
Yeah. Which is neat, I guess, but.
Yeah.
And also wears a sombrero.
With a cactus on it.
With the
Yes.
cactus on it. Oh, Japan.
And there's a boxer who we'll never see
The
again.
Blues Brothers pair.
Oh no, this is a wrestling people, I think. The Funk Brothers.
Yeah.
Some wrestling thing. I don't know. You should have Mark on to talk about
Yeah,
it.
I don't get the reference, so I don't know.
So basically, one's really small and one's really big. And the small one has a big mouth, and the big one's a wuss.
And the small one has like a Napoleon complex.
Yeah, he gets knocked out, leaving the big one to fight. And then
but the big one doesn't fight, and then they like switch bodies or something.
Something happens that we don't see and ends the chapter.
I think he like gets on his shoulders or something.
Yeah,
or...
he says, "Put me on." I'm wondering if he has some kind of fruit power to like morph over people's bodies.
That would be weird. Anyway, Jean Angso stole Luffy's helmet.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
And also, he realizes that it is Straw Hat Luffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seemed to know from a while ago. Like, he's figured it out.
I find it funny that Luffy has his Straw Hat on under the helmet.
Yeah, well, of course he does.
What's he going to leave it somewhere?
Yeah.
And then Don Chinjiao is rushing towards Luffy, cursing Garp's name as he goes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So basically, we're left with Luffy, the Funk Brothers, John Ango, those Navy dudes, and the boxing guy. That's who's left.
Yep.
And
I'm guessing it's going to come down to Luffy and Don Chinjiao.
Yep. No One Piece next week.
Really?
Aww. Yeah.
Huh. Oh, is it still because of his health, or?
It's a hiatus. I'm not sure if it was a planned hiatus or what. But
huh.
It's just off for 1 week. Don't worry.
Okay.
We're not in a Bleach situation. He's not coming off to prepare for the final battle.
Yeah, just all of a sudden he gets in a... There's a time skip, and he's suddenly at One Piece, and he's fighting Blackbeard.
Blackbeard's here.
Dressrosa was One Piece the whole time.
And yeah. Shanks.
Raftel is right over there.
That was the Ito Tensei Gold D. Roger.
And then he's just like, the real treasure was in you. Please enjoy Oda's next work.
I am so fearful that's going to be what One Piece is. Just, the treasure was the journey.
The journey. That's what it's going to be. That's it. Or it's going to be a spaceship.
There's going to be the word in a comma about 3 times a page.
And then we'll have a One Piece Z. Where they go into space.
Oh, like there's nothing the One Piece can be that will not be disappointing.
That'd be the great twist. We find
out there's a spaceship.
There is no gum gum fruit. Like Luffy's just an alien.
Yeah.
It's like a rubber fruit. That's stupid. This is just a race of rubber people.
Rubber isn't an element. What are you, an idiot?
Think about it. What about all those times I couldn't swim? You just can't swim. You never know. I want to say I'm eager for next week, but I'm eager for this tournament to end.
Yeah.
I remember like, when this started, and I was all like, F yeah, tournament arc, finally. And I was like, god damn.
It's not a very good tournament arc.
No, maybe...
Yeah, I wish it had been a real tournament arc with, like, brackets and shit.
I mean, think about how, like, attached you got to individual opponents in the Tenkaichi Budokais.
Remember, what was his name? The Indian guy.
Nam.
Yeah, Nam was great.
Yeah.
Like, you even end up, like, sort of like in Goku beating up that dragon guy.
What was that name? Goten or something?
Something like that. He had the gum power.
Or Krillin beating that smelly guy because he doesn't have a nose.
Yeah. See, all those, like, they had just enough time to be interesting and entertaining, but left the stage before they got boring.
Yeah, this is just kind of, I don't know. I guess I get the feeling he did this because he wanted to get through it faster, but I don't know.
The rapid-fire introduction, I think, is what bothers me the most about them.
Of just like, here's this boxer, okay, enough of him. Here's these guys, okay, enough of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't really like shine.
It's, if you're not going to commit to making these guys interesting, then why should I care?
Yeah, I can see that. I do wish it had been a regular tournament.
Yeah. Brackets are always fun.
Yeah.
I guess that, I mean...
Brackets are fun because you get to look at who's in the other brackets and go like, oh man, this is totally who the final battle is going to be, is these two.
Yeah. And maybe he just... The timing of this arc is probably very specific. Like, everything has to be happening at a certain time, so maybe just a bracketed tournament would take too long.
I mean, this style of tournament would go quite a bit faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, he could just cut down on the number of people, too, but...
Yeah.
That does not seem like Oda's style.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, then.
Oh, what was Greg's thing for this?
Oh, yeah. Points.
Let's see. There's not a good question I can phrase out of this.
Well, then just give me a point.
Give me a point, so it's even going into the last one.
The only thing I could possibly ask for this is something I already asked, which is like the first question. But yeah. Okay, let's just make this simple. Did Greg like or hate this chapter?
Liked
Or
it.
like or dislike?
He liked it.
Disliked it.
Robin gets the point.
Fucking ah!
Greg likes everything.
There we
He said
go.
he liked it better when he thought the round was almost over.
Greg likes mayo on white bread.
No one else likes Vaseline on toast.
That's what it is.
Right, then, on to Assassination Classroom.
Robin, I just want to point out, if I win here, we tie and he has to buy us both a game.
No,
What?
technically,
No.
it's 2-2.
Yeah, it's 2-2.
I thought I only had one.
No.
No.
Which other point did I get?
I want to say it was Naruto?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did get one. Okay.
All
Fuck
right.
you, you're going down, Robin.
This worked out really well, considering I didn't really think about it all that much.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in Assassination Classroom, this starts with Shiro explaining the current situations that are going on.
Little way.
Basically, Koro-sensei is at an extreme disadvantage against Itona, and what was her name? The chubster.
Yeah. Hara. Hara. That's what it
And
was.
Hara is hanging by a tree
I
branch.
wanted to say Mara, but that didn't sound right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's
That
something
is the
else.
penis monster from Shin Megami
It
Yeah.
Tensei.
Yeah.
Wow. Gotta get farther in that game.
Yeah. I don't know if it's in four, but yeah.
So
See it in glorious 3D.
it goes to Karma. His big plan is let's just not bother rescuing Hara.
Yeah.
I love the background and like you can just hear the sound effect, the like thunk with the
Yes.
spinning background
Yeah.
behind it.
Yeah.
And Terracotta basically like shakes him until he thinks of an actual plan.
Think of a plan.
And Karma starts making fun of him that he's a huge slob, that he's wearing the same shirt he's been wearing for since yesterday.
Starts ripping off his buttons.
Yeah. Which at first seems really weird, but all part of the plan. And
It's all.
tells Terracotta just to do whatever he says. Because he's big and stupid and has no actual brain.
He's a tool, not a person.
Which you'd think Terracotta would be insulted, but he's totally fine with this.
Well, he is the most Naruto.
Yep, that is true. So Itona has turned his tentacle into a blade. It's preparing to actually end the fight when Terracotta comes down and starts screaming about how Shiro and Itona tricked him into breaking the dam. And Shiro says, maybe your classmates got involved, but it's been fine. You hated them anyway.
Yeah.
So Terracotta takes his shirt off like a boss.
And
And
wants Itona to fight him one on one.
yeah.
Initially seems like a very bad idea.
A very bad idea.
But he Shiro again eventually agrees just over Nagisa's objections.
I enjoy the quick cut to Hara still hanging from the branch, freaking
Yeah.
out. She is
She's got
secretly
this
my new
Charlie Brown look on her
Yeah,
face.
secretly my new favorite character.
Yeah. She's pretty great.
So Karma told Terracotta to take a hit that's strong enough to knock him out, but to catch it with his shirt and to hold on to the tentacle no matter what.
And he does in a pretty badass panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Shiro praises him for, keeping on, but he then notices Itona starts sneezing.
Yeah, Terracotta's shirt was in, on him in the room when the bug bomb went off, so it still has the residue from it.
Which means it's Terracotta, or I'm sorry, Itona is just as allergic to it as Koro-sensei was.
Yeah, all the same advantages and all the same weaknesses.
But since he only has two tentacles, it affects him a lot more and a lot more quickly.
That's right. And then
So
they
we're using
all,
that.
yeah.
Go ahead.
And then they all jump in the water and
Yeah.
get him
Well,
wet too.
using that one moment's opening, Koro-sensei went and saved Hara.
Right.
While all of Class E moves in on Itona.
Yeah. It basically just all jumps into the water to create a giant splash.
and Itona's hair tentacles swell up while Karma teases him.
Can I say, like, this is surprisingly... There's a lot of effort into this art of just making water splash.
Yeah, it looks really good. I gotta say.
Like, most other mangaka would phone that in.
Yeah. A lot of individual droplets and parts in the water and...
Like, you can see the water forming around people.
You can follow the arc of a lot of the splashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of it hitting Itona, who's now soaked up so much water he can't move very well. So he has no advantage over Kuro-sensei.
Who is, like, a lot better now that he's gotten out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And Karma points out that the plan is now a resounding success because they've negated his advantage and also Terracotta got his ass handed to him.
Yeah, so Shira quickly decides, like, well, this is a failure. Come on, Itona, we're going.
Yeah.
And Itona gets pissed off.
Yeah.
And as all of Class E stands, like, this nice picture of, like, Class E standing there with water at the ready, and there's, like, this one guy just, like, yeah, spitting water out of his face.
Just spitting water. One guy with, like, a wet tree branch.
What's his name? Mahara just has, like, a broken grocery bag full of water.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Itona wants to actually stick around and kill them all. But Shiro points out that it's probably not a good idea because who knows how Kuro-sensei is going to react.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's volatile. If they kill all the students...
His antimatter organs would go berserk.
Yeah.
Which, apparently, that's, like, literally what that's translated as, and nobody knows what it means.
Like, let's remember that line, because I think that's probably important later.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I think calling them antimatter organs seems to imply that he is man-made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kashiro would know that, too.
I mean, obviously we know he's man-made, but this is further proof.
Yeah.
And Kuro-sensei mentions he still had a trick up his sleeve, but does not expound on what that is.
Yeah, he wasn't going to lose.
Yeah. So Hara shows up behind Terracotta and starts bitching him out because of all the things he's been saying about how chubby she is and she's never going to hold on that tree branch.
Karma shows up to make it a little worse for him.
So Terracotta grabs him by the collar and pulls him into the water. It's the first time I've ever seen Karma, like, freak out.
I love his, like, how he's holding himself after that with his, like, limp wrists and just freaking out of his clothes.
Yeah. I think this is one of the first times we've seen him, like, lose his cool, really. It's funny.
I love that he refers to himself as Terracotta's boss.
And then Terracotta calls him on the fact that, like, he took all the cool moments for himself, and Megu and another girl, like, point out that that sounds pretty accurate. So they all grab Karma and push him into the water. And Kuro-sensei, I think the most generous way of putting it is that Terracotta isn't good at thinking of plans.
Yeah, that's true one way of at putting the sea. It.
Yeah, his merits are that he is a tool and barely a human.
Yeah. But Kuro-sensei is looking forward to his growth as an assassin.
Yeah. So he's basically the muscle of the group. Karma's the brains.
Nagisa's the creepy guy.
Yeah.
I like how, like, in this panel of Nagisa and Kuro-sensei, like, looking wistfully away, you see Karma kicking Terracotta in the side.
It's like a flying kick into the shoulder.
Oh, God. I didn't notice that before.
And the chapter ends with some ominous, like, nobody noticed his greatest weakness that was revealed.
Which, like, I like the way this panel is done, is because they show Kuro-sensei at a panel above that, and then like, the bottom panel is, like, the continuation of his body.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that the thing, his big weakness, is the antimatter organs.
I noticed his clothes are a little torn in that panel.
Are they?
Yeah, you can see there are kind of zigzag lines on the edges.
I think that's just from when Itona was attacking him.
Yeah, but his upper half is perfectly fine.
So. Yeah, that's true.
There's a couple.
I don't know. I think it's just going to end up being that his biggest weakness is his love for the students or something.
I don't know. The black background makes me think it's serious business.
Well, that's serious business.
That's corny business.
I mean, there was, like, I do think it's suspicious that he had a trick up his sleeve that they did not expound upon.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also smart of Mangaka, because it's like, you know, that they obviously won't try that again because it wasn't going to work this time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, otherwise everyone's just going to keep trying to push him in the water over and over again.
Yeah.
That would get boring.
Yep, this was the summer arc.
It was a good arc. Like, it managed to raise the stakes while simultaneously keeping it about the students more than it was about Koro-sensei, which is the high wire act this manga constantly stays on.
It kind of,
and I think they did a good job of, like, pulling together all the sort of different mini arcs about the pool that they had.
Yeah. They got a lot of use out of that.
Yeah.
It also kind of weaved in and out of being a battle manga these last two pretty well.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, the battle was never actually the major focus of this.
Yeah.
Even when it was Koro-sensei being attacked, it was, let's save Hara. Which is the main thing. I think it handled it deftly, is my point.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, this essay collection is so good.
I hope it gets some anime soon.
All right, so Greg says Karma is this delightful asshole.
Yes.
So yeah. For the final point, what does Greg think is Koro-sensei's greatest weakness?
His organs.
His love for the students.
Robin gets it.
I let it win.
Sure you did.
All right.
Oh, sorry, I assumed Greg would be smart.
All right.
I'm gonna have to tell him he cost me a game.
This has been your Thursday, July 18th Jumpcast. Guys, thank you for coming.
Yeah, screw you.
And I'll see you all next week.
Get Counter-Strike so we can play it.
I already have Counter-Strike.
Oh, get Counter-Strike Go.
I already have Counter-Strike Go.
Oh. Get me Counter-Strike Go.